Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, we've got so much on the agenda today that we're just going to leap right in with our first guest. We've got with us as a returning guest on the line, Sue Sellers-Rose, who is an AKC judge. And as we talk with Sue, she is waiting at the airport on her way to New York for the Westminster Dog Show.
Yeah, there you go.
Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you, and thank you so much for taking time out of your flight in order to talk with us. Sue, I wanted to ask you, leading up to the Westminster Dog Show, what types of programs take place for judges?
Okay, there are a lot of things going on. There are a multitude of specialties, the whole toy group. Most of the terriers, most of the sporting group are all having individual specialties in the New York area. And several of these groups have what is called a mentoring session where judges or people who are going to start judging a particular breed can sit with breed experts and discuss the judging that is happening at the specialty. It is a wonderful opportunity for people to learn more about the breed, know where the breed is going, changes that are happening, and to observe some really excellent, excellent specimens.
So in the with the Westminster, you've got only the like champion dogs showing up, very limited throughout the entire world. Would you say with respect to the judge community, is that kind of also a boiling moment? Does it come down to just some of the finest judges in the country that are actually there judging these dogs?
No, there'll be a lot of judges who are specific breed judges or judges who specialize in a certain section of the group, like spaniels or retrievers or terriers, ground terriers, scent hounds. So the judges tend to be specialists.
And how are the judges chosen, Sue? Is it based on the geography as well as the specialty? Does that take a factor in this whole thing?
Well, judges are selected by the particular club that is hiring them. And they usually have a judges committee, and they keep track of who has judged in the past and people that are felt to have done a really excellent job that they might be able to get to come this next year. And it's done a year to 2 years ahead of time.
Interesting. Yeah. And what kind of training and accreditation is necessary for someone to become one of these judges?
Well, it's worse than becoming an MD. You, number one, have to have good experience in dog shows, in breeding, and in showing your own dogs. You have at least 10 years experience with a breed that you are showing yourself. Then you must judge at matches, which are sort of fun get-togethers. You have to attend specialties. You have to attend judging seminars. Mentoring opportunities like what will happen this weekend. And all of this must be documented, sent to the American Kennel Club, and you will be interviewed. You will have a test to take on the breed standard, and then they will give you an opportunity to provisionally judge and observe what you're judging and decide whether you can continue to judge.
Fantastic. And so at a show like Westminster, where pretty much every one of the dogs that are there are champions, what are the distinguishing characteristics that a judge looks for to pick a winner? Because all of these are excellent dogs in terms of matching the standard, but what are the personality and other unique differences that make one stand out over the others?
The main thing is that, one, they must match the standard, and no dog is perfect. they will all have some little things that don't match the standard as well as you would like. You have to prioritize deviations from the standards and select a dog that matches what you feel is the best match for that standard.
Wow.
There are personality differences in different breeds, and these must be maintained also.
Wow, it sounds like it's a heck of a chore, but having interviewed you multiple times, I know that if there's anyone who knows about it, it is you. And Sue, unfortunately, we've run out of time, but when you get back in town, we'll have you back into the studio to continue the conversation. We've been speaking this morning with Sue Sellers-Rose, who is an AKC judge on her way to the Westminster Dog Show. And Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation with David Fry, the Director of Communications for the Westminster Kennel Club, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.
Now I wanna be your